Welcome back to the program. It's 11 minutes after 5 as we get this Thursday morning off to a great start. And hey, Tom.
Yeah?
Who's that guy over there in the behind the glass wall?
Well, you know, it's only been a week.
I don't know, man.
It's only been a week.
He looks suspicious.
Proving once again to management that the third person on this program is completely unnecessary.
I don't know, man.
Which I suppose should be a concern for all of us.
When you're gone, I feel like one of those plate spinners on the Ed Sullivan Show, just trying to keep all of the plates in the air at one time.
I will have to say, man, I tip my hat to Tom for yesterday. I made a mistake in my schedule, and it is all on me, entirely my fault. I had been asked by Jerry Bader to sub for him yesterday, the entire show. He sent me an email. We talked about it. I put it on my schedule. And then next week, kind of an unusual circumstance, I'm going to sub for him the second hour. Not the first hour. I will continue his conversation. And it's going to be odd to do that. But I thought yesterday was the second hour thing, not the whole show. And so I'm just ready to go for an hour's worth of his show, and I know that I would do feedback and then listen to Jerry while he does the first hour, and then I would do, you know, get ready for the second hour. And I sent an email, thank goodness, to Jerry and say, hey, I'm all set and ready to go to do the second hour. And the response was, doofus, I said both hours this week, you know. And I'm like, yeah, I'm looking at my calendar. That's right. I was just making sure you knew what was going on, right, you know. And so with about 25, maybe 30 minutes head notice, I told Tom, by the way, you're doing feedback today because I got the entire Jerry Bader show to do. I don't know how you did.
Oh, that's all I have to do is throw out one comment, and that usually generates enough phone calls to fill more than an hour. So, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, I wasn't concerned about it. I know that I could probably give you this used poker chip here, and you could talk an hour on that. But
no, Tom got.
But doing the sports,
three words,
the news.
Begin the program. Ferguson cops suck.
Yeah, that's right.
Program
took
care of itself.
Right, absolutely.
And the phone lines go into overload. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I have to commend you. I was really appreciative of that because I did have to scramble. I had to go down and find the equipment and get another hour's worth of show prep ready to go. And
But
so,
Chris is back now. He's had a week of exposure to the East Coast elitist attitudes and, you know, the media elites out there that tell the rest of the country how to react. And so he's ready to impart us with that East Coast wisdom today.
I'm telling you that I had a fabulous vacation, even though, take out travel time, I had 5 days in Connecticut and New York. And I had things planned for 4 of them.
You know, homie, if you took an airplane, you travel a lot faster than a train. You know that.
But we relax and we have a good time
right,
and whatever.
I'm just saying.
He embraces Americana like it was.
Hey, listen, I don't blame you. If time weren't an issue, I would drive. I love doing road trips. Love it.
Now, because this happens so infrequently, I have to brag. We were at Saratoga for one of the days.
Oh, boy, here it comes.
And my horse race owning and breeding uncle happened to be in Connecticut visiting my mother. So he was there. That was a pleasant surprise.
Nice.
We all went to Saratoga.
Mm-hmm. He gave you some tips.
Mm-hmm. I did better than my horse racing breeding owner uncle. I had bragging rights coming down. And I'm thinking to myself, every vacation should have an extra $300 in my pocket.
And nice. Good for you. That's what you're reporting to the IRS.
When we went to Boston and went to Fenway Park the following night, the extra $300 allowed me to park my car and not tell the parking attendant where to shove it, getting $40 to park my car at the ballgame.
Wow, $40 to valet park?
Fenway is crammed into a neighborhood, so if you're going to park close and you want your car protected, I suppose you have to pay the price.
Hey.
That's like a protection fee as well as a parking
fee.
You
want us to take a good care of your car? Yeah, you know, you wouldn't want to come out and it'd be burning or something like that, you know?
No, I want you standing out in front of the hood with a baseball bat. just, you know.
Well, gentlemen, there's a very interesting circumstance that we will talk about next. A woman has fulfilled her lifelong dream at the age of 86.
She got arrested in the riots in Ferguson, Missouri?
No, they arrested
some, like, 96-year-old.
I know
this
story.
I will bust your head!
This is better than that.
This is actually better than that. We don't have time to do it before Justin Lowe of Newsline 9 calls in with our weather update. But when we come back, an 86-year-old great-grandmother has spent the last 5 years doing something she has always wanted to do, And if you want a little sneak peek, you can go to my blog this morning. That is the subject of my blog. It's never too late to chase your dream. And we will have a little bit of information about what exactly it is that she did. And can you enjoy it? Yes, you can. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We will be back in mere moments. Please, please, no wagering on the show. This is for entertainment purposes only.
In Florida, a group of teenagers snuck into an NBA player's home thinking there was nobody there. Yeah. Then the NBA player came downstairs and impregnated them. It's been reported that contrary to popular opinion, the tongue is not the strongest muscle in the body. Yeah. Study was conducted by several disappointed women.
I don't get it.
I was going to say, what other kind of woman is there?
You can crash at my place.
All right.
Rush, Sean, and the Wisconsin Morning News. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.